The Arcata City Council decided to take the Earth flag down from the top of city flagpoles in a closed session last night, Tuesday, April 17th. In the November 2022 general election, Arcata voters saw Measure M on their ballots, which asked, "Shall the city of Arcata enact an initiative requiring that the Earth flag is flown at the top of its flagpoles?" Just over 5,800 people voted on Measure M, and 270 more of them voted yes to having the Earth flag fly at the top of the city's flagpoles. However, the city brought suit against the citizens in support of Measure M. And on April 2nd, Humboldt County Superior Judge Timothy Canning ruled against the citizens. In his decision, Canning wrote, quote, "There may be very strong policy reasons to fly the Earth flag above the national flag, as Measure M sets forth, but those policy reasons are insufficient to excuse the city from complying with mandatory state law on flying the national and state flags," end quote. Last night, Tuesday, April 16th, the Arcata Council held a special closed-door meeting to speak with their attorney on the matter. KMUD News spoke with Arcata resident and former city council member Dave Meserve, who, with friends, organized Measure M and gathered signatures to get it on the ballot. Meserve explained why having the Earth flag at the primary position on city flagpoles is symbolically important.
Well, there are kind of three main reasons. The first one is it's only logical. The Earth includes the country, which includes the state, and it only makes sense. That's kind of what sparked this originally, is I used to look up at the flagpole with the American flag on top and the state flag under it, and then the Earth underneath that, and it just doesn't make any sense. And then also, you know, in these times of global warming, of climate change, we really need to put the Earth first and have it as our priority. Because we can't possibly have a healthy country unless we have a healthy Earth. And then finally, there's really too damn much nationalism in the world today. Countries are running around with big weapons, all the way up to nuclear weapons, thumping their chests and killing each other, you know, all over nationalist aims. And whether we're talking about Ukraine or we're talking about Gaza or wherever in the world, that's the sort of thing that's going on, and it threatens all life on Earth. So for those reasons, the flag being on top symbolizes both the logic and the need to focus on the needs of the Earth.
We asked Meserve why this case went to court.
They implied that some of the veterans groups might oppose having the flag on top and might sue the city. And so their reasoning was that they should ask the courts for what was called declaratory relief. And declaratory relief is where you go to the court and you say, hey, you know, this initiative passed and we really don't know what to do because we know that it, you know, might be illegal under state law, but it was passed by the people, so what do we do? Well, unfortunately, the way legal language works, what that ended up was having the city of Arcata versus supporters of Measure M. And so that's the situation that we were in when we went to court, was not that the city was just saying, hey, what do we do? But that the city was actually saying, we are saying that the flag should come down, and the supporters of Measure M are saying that it should stay where it is. So it became adversarial because of the legal language.
Meserve says there is an appeal underway and explained its legal reasoning under the First Amendment.
The only way to change a state law is for a ballot initiative, a statewide ballot initiative, which would be a huge undertaking. One of the issues we have with the legal decision is that the judge said that since Arcata is a general law city, any laws it passes must comply with state law. The part that we believe is appealable there is that this was not passed by the city council. This was not a law that was passed by the city council. This was a ballot initiative. So it reflects the voice of the people, and it only affects what's going on in Arcata. So we're not, by passing Measure M, we weren't trying to change the state law. What we were trying to do was say, hey, here in Arcata, we choose to fly the flag at the top. And flags are symbols, so anything you do with a flag qualifies as speech. And then a ballot initiative is also a form of speech, and so we believe that it's protected under freedom of speech, this action, and should not be affected by the state law.
Meserve said he asked at Tuesday night's special council meeting to have the flag remain at the top of the flagpole through the appeals process, but that request was denied.
I spoke to them before that at oral communications and asked them, well, first of all, told them that we definitely are appealing the legal decision, and also asked them to please keep the earth flag on top throughout the legal appeal. They went into closed session, and the result of the closed session was that they decided to immediately put the earth flag back down underneath the American and the California flags.
This is Kelly Lincoln reporting for KMUD News.